relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Well, we can't ask where's Hunter anymore because he's giving interviews about snorting Parmesan cheese. No, it's real. It's true. You'll hear it. You'll see it later in the show. But we could ask the question, not where's Hunter, where's Harris? It has been almost 2 weeks, 12 days since the Vice President, Kamala Harris, has been made the point person, the most senior individual in U.S. government dealing with the border crisis. And she hasn't given a news conference, let alone visited the border, since she was appointed. Why is that? Let's ask somebody who speaks the truth every single day, one of our favorite citizen politicians on Capitol Hill, representing the first congressional district of Texas, none other than Louie Gohmert. Congressman Gohmert, welcome back to America First.
Always good to talk to you, Seb. Thank you.
So what's your speculation? How is it that almost 2 weeks in, the most senior government official responsible for the border hasn't had a press conference about it and hasn't even visited, Louie?
Yeah, it's hard to believe that she actually knows what's going on. But that is a good question. Of course, you know, if they do plan a trip, it would be interesting to see if they have things staged to where they don't see any problems and everyone is socially distancing. But if you don't have anything staged, you just go down there, as a number of us did last week, then what you see is reality. And that is a, and I'll use Biden's word, surge at the border. It is just incredible the numbers of people that are coming over. And of course, you know, there are people that come over during the day, Sebastian, but it really kicks in at dark. And since the people you run into are actually looking for Border Patrol so they can turn themselves in, the question comes, well, why do so many come at night instead of just during the day, since they actually want to be found by Border Patrolmen? And the answer is because the drug cartels control who comes in and when they come in. And the Border Patrolman will tell you when there's not a supervisor around, they're coming at a schedule of the drug cartel so that they know you're going to be tied up and they have a lot more success bringing drugs in after dark. But they keep the Border Patrolman tied up in processing the people that are coming in wanting to be found. And the Border Patrolman say, look, when we're all busy processing people in, then we all are wondering to ourselves what drugs are coming in, what high-value customer of the cartels is being brought in, because they know it's all scheduled with a reason in mind.
Follow him right now, Rep. Louie Gohmert on Twitter, gohmert.house.gov. You've been following this issue. You've been speaking about it truthfully for years now. Was there anything on your recent trip that surprised or shocked even you?
Well, the number of signs down there in the middle of nowhere that and ironically, signs that were put in Department of Homeland Security plastic bags and nailed to trees or tied to trees that say in Spanish asylum and then have an arrow pointing. You know, I've been down many times over the years, going back to the Bush, George W. Bush years, and I've never seen as much blatant direction by the drug cartels for the people coming in illegally as to where to go to get your amnesty that Biden has promised. That's what they're coming for. You hear them talking about it. They're coming because President Biden has invited them, even though he said maybe you ought to delay. They want to be the first in line because if others are delaying, they want to be here now. They come when the drug cartels tell them, and it is a huge surge. It's just that. But one big surprise was how many really young little children there are coming now. We've not seen, I've not seen that many. And the Border Patrolmen are saying the same thing. We just hadn't seen that many children, many unaccompanied, most having some accompaniment.
The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, has spoken out very robustly with regards to what big business is doing to Georgia right now after the bill to create some kind of election integrity there with CEOs boycotting that state. Your reaction to what we're seeing coming out of businesses that in the past didn't seem to get too involved in election politics, Congressman Gohmert?
Well, yeah, and they're tipping their own hand, they're tipping their own cards, because, of course, we know that the law that was enacted in Georgia is it made more hours for voting. It created officially Saturday voting, on early voting, allowed for Sunday voting. It actually legalized drop boxes, but the only difference is it made the drop boxes more secure, which makes sense, and it required ID, the free state ID or driver's license, in order to get an absentee ballot. But since we know the laws in New Jersey and New York are much more strict, and we know these were not racially motivated at all, and we also know that you can't get near an airplane without having to display IDs, photo government IDs, then what they're telling us is we, the corporate giants that are raising Cain about the Georgia law and the Texas law, we're racist. We know we're racist when we require photo IDs. And that's why we suspect that Georgia and Texas must be racist, because we're racist when we do this. They're telling us their own motivation rather than what's gone on in Texas and Georgia.
Yeah, they're showing their hand for who they really are and what their political biases are.
Yep.
Congressman Gohmert, we have an officer, William Evans, who was murdered on Good Friday by a member of the Nation of Islam, Noah Green, who was then neutralized by his fellow Capitol Hill officers. That is somebody who was armed, unlike the quote-unquote insurrectionists, right. The point that you made to me in the break. Tell our millions of listeners and viewers, what has Nancy Pelosi done to you with regards to the magnetometers outside the Congress?
Well, I went through the magnetometers to get into the House floor. There was no magnetometer between the House floor and the restroom, and I'd never been checked before coming from the restroom. But I was fined $5,000.
For one time?
One time. There was no magnetometer to go through or to go around. And we also know there are witnesses that have seen Speaker Pelosi do what I did, except she would go straight to the speaker's lobby and never even go through a metal detector, as I did. And we also knew that the appeal wasn't likely to do any good, because the appeal is to the ethics committee that has three Democrats and three Republicans, and you have to get a majority to win your appeal. That meant that one of the Democrats would have to call Pelosi for what she is, being so hypocritical, since he actually did a lot more than Speaker Pelosi did. But the Democrats held firm. You know, if it weren't for double standards, they'd have no standards. And so they denied the appeal along party lines, as I understand it. And so the next action will have to be a lawsuit, and that is in the works.
Well, I am not surprised, because you are not a man who ever backs down. Texas's congressional district number one representative, Louie Gohmert. Follow him, Rep. Louie Gohmert. That's LOUIEGOHMERT. Also, gohmert.house.gov. God bless you. I thank you for joining us today, Congressman Gohmert. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next up, from justthenews.com, John Solomon. Then your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. You can text us 703-869-1262 as well. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel. Dear friends, there has never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka right now.
Knee deep in the swamp. First place in your heart. America First with Dr. G.
It's official. I'm finally allowed to talk about it. This Sunday, we are launching my new show, Gorka's Reality Check on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Eastern, repeating at 10 p.m. We're going to start with the future of the MAGA movement. Don't miss it. Newsmax, 7 p.m. this Sunday evening. We are going to continue here with America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, available on Rumble and across more than 300 stations right now. Of course, podcast as well, with the founder, the creator, the editor-in-chief of justthenews.com, John Solomon. Welcome back to America First.
Good to be with you, Sam.
So much to discuss with regards to the president's son, Hunter Biden. But first, you have a story near the top of your feed. Follow him right now. Jay Solomon reports about two different fundraising prosecutions that seems to just reaffirm those who say there is a two-tiered justice system in America. John, would you share with us and our millions of listeners some of the details?
You bet. Listen, this case about Imad Zubairi, a major bundler for Barack Obama and Joe Biden back in 08 and 09 is going to become a larger and larger scandal. We're learning more about it. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we reported that he was a U.S. intelligence operative at the same time he was raising money for Barack Obama. That's a red flag. But he gets in trouble because the Mueller team thinks that he's a guy that's given foreign money to Trump. It turns out he didn't give foreign money to Trump. He only gave foreign money to Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton's campaign. But they keep pressuring him to give up something on Trump. He doesn't have anything because he's not a major Republican. And so they throw the book at him. He gets 12 years in prison for straw donations, which, by the way, is perhaps one of the largest sentences ever given out ever in the history of straw donations.
Explain the straw donation. So that's misrepresenting the source of a political donation, correct?
You take some foreign money, you give it to people in America, and you say, donate this for me in your name, and here's a reimbursement.
Right.
So that happened back in the Clinton fundraising scandal back in the 90s. That was the first time we heard of straw donations. And during the last 5-6 years, particularly with the Obama team, there was a large number of straw donation cases. Almost nobody goes to prison. This guy goes to prison for 12 years, even though he's been a long-term U.S. intelligence asset. His only pressure point with the prosecutors appears to be over Donald Trump. So a couple of weeks pass by after that sentence, and here comes Gilbert Chigori, a guy who first we wrote about years ago when he was giving lots of money to Hillary Clinton's Clinton Family Foundation, a foreigner, Nigerian. And he engages in almost the identical behavior as Imad Zuberi. He's making straw donations. He gets one further. He actually gives a cabinet secretary for Barack Obama, the former transportation secretary, LaHood. He gives him a secret loan of $50,000 while he's in office, while he's a cabinet secretary. LaHood hides that money from the feds, doesn't put it on his ethics report. Despite all that, he gets a no prosecution agreement, a deferred prosecution agreement, a small fine, and he doesn't go to prison. So two cases, almost identical. The only difference between the two is one gave money to Trump and didn't have any dirt to share on Trump. He ends up 12 years in prison. That's why we have all these conversations about a dual justice system.
Now, you have had a political and national security and D.C. beat for decades. Let me ask you the first obvious question. How many times in your reporting, in your investigations, have you come across a bundler for any party, any candidate, who was tied to the intelligence services as an asset?
It's unreal. It's the first time in 30-plus years of reporting in this town. And, you know, he's on appeal right now, and remarkably, the CIA's former top lawyer suddenly parachuted into case to be his lawyer during the appeals process. I think we're going to hear some explosive things out of this case. And you know, one of the troubling things it raises is there's separation of power. So if the agency is working with someone and they're then giving donations or hanging out with members of Congress, it could raise all sorts of separation of powers issues under the Constitution. And it begs the question, did the intelligence community know he was routing foreign money into the election here?
Is this a story, John, given his – he seems to have some kind of backbone, whatever the motivations are for the various things he did. The idea that he was pressured to generate something seemingly on the Trump campaign, which he refused to do, despite the fact that he was threatened and received this 12-year sentence, which is inordinately long.
Yeah.
Is there more to this story that you think – in various appeal stages of discovery could blow the lid off aspects that we have here of at this moment?
Absolutely. Well, we're getting some idea because I've been going through discovery and documents and lots of different things. This man had a very large relationship with Joe Biden and Joe Biden's personal body man, former body man. There's hundreds of emails and text messages back and forth when Joe Biden's in the White House as vice president. We're starting to dig into that. It looks like there's some China business stuff going on there. So we're digging into that. I think that's going to be a big area. But the real question is beyond you know, potential issues like that is, what was the CIA asking him to do in relationship to other political candidates? Did they ever recommend that he be involved with a lawmaker? What was he doing for the CIA on U.S. soil? We're starting to get some troubling inklings about that. And I suspect those could be the real bombshell revelations beyond the Hunter Biden and the whole Biden family thing in China. I think the CIA possibly using an American to target Americans could be one of the storylines that we could develop out of this reporting.
And even if this stuff or some of it comes out, do we have any expectation after the last 4 years that there will be any consequences for those who are involved in those new revelations, John?
Well, that's a great question, because there's been no almost no consequences for everybody in the last 5 years of revelations that we've had. One guy pleading guilty, not even going to prison for Russia. We don't know yet, right? I think that the key will be, what will this CIA lawyer, Robert Ettinger, former general counsel of the CIA, how far will he push the envelope in public and tell the American people what his client was doing with the CIA? And why was he hanging out with Joe Biden's people? What's going on? I have dozens of photos of this guy with every imaginable elected official in Washington. And now to think about at that time when he's taking all these photo ops and donating, getting involved, he was working with the CIA. It's pretty tantalizing to see where this story is going to go.
Do you think they're going to play those hard cards? What's your gut telling you, that they're going to drop some big bombs in the dock?
I do. One of the things I'm beginning to hear is the possibility of some form of a criminal referral or investigative request to the Inspector General's community. If you remember, that's how a lot of the other big scandals start. Hillary Clinton's email started with the Inspector General at the State Department. I would keep an eye on the intelligence community's Inspectors General. I have a funny feeling there could be some developments on that front in the next couple of weeks.
If John Solomon's got a funny feeling, you can trust it. Subscribe right now. Just bookmark their page, justthenews.com. Check it out every single morning, every evening. Follow him at J. Solomon Reports. We have so much more to discuss with John with regards to Hunter Biden. But in the meantime, check out his book, Fallout: Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, available on Rumble, wherever you get your podcasts, streaming 24/7 at our website, sebgorka.com. We'll be back with John Solomon after these messages. Don't touch that dial. If you don't believe the world is upside down, listen to this true story. A Texas woman was home in the middle of the day when an armed intruder broke in. She grabbed her gun and hid in a closet. When he opened that closet door, she fired one shot, fatally wounding him. Good for her, right? But the last sentence in the story caught my attention. Quote, "The case will be referred to the district attorney's office to determine if any charges will be filed." Law-abiding citizens are often dragged through the legal system after justified acts of self-defense. This is why I am proud to tell you about U.S. Law Shield. For just $10.95 per month, you'll have immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney-answered emergency hotline and won't pay a penny in attorney's fees. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America.
You're listening to America First with the indispensable immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I like that. We should use that on the TV show. The indispensable immigrant. Thank you, Jennifer Horn, for that liner. We are back with the indispensable media mogul. I like to think that I have a friend who's a media mogul. He's John Solomon, creator, editor-in-chief of justthenews.com, where I'm reading right now. We want to keep you up with the breaking news. Governor Asa Hutchinson, Arkansas, has vetoed the bill that would protect minors from transgender medical surgery and what have you. So Asa Hutchinson has caved. Also, we will cover later in the show the two teenagers who murdered that Pakistani Uber driver here in D.C. They're going to get a walk. They're not going to go to prison. Unbelievable. Just days in, they've struck a plea deal. We'll give you all the details. I guess Pakistani legal immigrants' lives don't matter in this city. John, I got to play for you this cut. This is from the son of the president. Cut 3, Hunter Biden, CBS.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is.
I really don't know what the answer is. That's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop was yours.
I don't have any idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
And you didn't drop off a laptop to be repaired in Delaware?
Not that I remember at all. At all. So. We'll see.
So, John, this is my laptop. I know it's my laptop. I know it's my laptop. Aliens didn't take it. Russian intelligence didn't do an operation on it to give it to a store owner where I signed a sheet saying, yes, I want you to repair it. Of all the things that Hunter Biden said there, perhaps the one that touches you the most was, well, it could have been a Russian operation. Your reaction?
Well, listen, the intelligence community's already weighed in on this, saying that there's no evidence that this was a Russian information or disinformation campaign about the laptop. Several of the emails that we have extracted from that laptop in our reporting, we have authenticated with other recipients, senders, players. As recently as last week, we just did this in an instance where Hunter Biden was meeting with someone for an indicted Ukrainian oligarch to see if maybe they could get him off with the Obama-Biden State Department from the indictment. And the email we found on that laptop, the sender and recipient said, yeah, no, those are our emails. Yep, we sent those. And the facts of the around that email grew, and we learned from other reporting. So everyone who's worked on this has found authentication for the emails that are there. Hunter Biden looked very much like a politician in that interview, right? The non-answer answer. Not that I can remember sending to a laptop shop. It's real simple. We have the signature that Hunter Biden signed for the day that he turned in that laptop. If it's his signature, we're going to send that now to a FBI or law enforcement handwriting analyst and find out if the signature matches.
But
John, I have a hard time.
His lawyers demanded the laptop back. If it's laptop, why? What are his lawyers doing demanding the laptop back? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, these are all distractions in the media designed to get us to not have to talk about what's really on the laptop, what Hunter Biden really did,
right,
which is he went behind his father's Air Force Two plane and he collected foreign cash everywhere his father had a foreign policy responsibility. That is an irrefutable pattern. He cannot deny that pattern. We have the photos, the emails, the eyewitness accounts.
So what next in this ongoing saga? I think something's going to drop at justthenews.com. Can you give us a hint in the last few seconds we have with you, John?
We're going to follow the money on that the thing we talked to you about last week, which is Hunter Biden meets with the Russian oligarch's representatives to possibly see if he can help out the State Department. They then flip to another business deal. The Ukrainian oligarch's right-hand man puts money into an American business deal that, by the way, falls apart. He loses almost all of his money, like $3 million. And we keep following the money, and you're going to find an interesting landing spot for some of that money. Oh, somewhere in an account where Hunter Biden got paid.
If you want to know what's really happening in the swamp, you don't just follow John Solomon, justthenews.com. You got to follow the money. Go today, bookmark justthenews.com. Jay Solomon reports on Twitter. Can't wait for that story to drop. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Thank you, John. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulations, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. And in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
If you thought things were tough for conservatives already, well, it's getting much worse. With the growing hostility from social media giants, liberal tech companies, mainstream media, and of course our educational institutions, the left wants you to believe you are powerless, that there is no hope for you to affect the hearts and minds of the next generation. For too long, the left has held an effective monopoly on the education. Its stronghold now threatens to tighten and silence every conservative in America. That's why I want you to read the new long game strategy from the Young America's Foundation from their new president, Governor Scott Walker. It's a plan to fight on every front, from the internet to the university classrooms to the high schools and even the junior high classrooms. The long game invests in our children for generations to come and comes from a national organization committed to ensuring young Americans are inspired by the ideals of our forefathers. Free enterprise, traditional values, and trains conservative students to fight back and win. Get Governor Walker's strategy for free today. Go to yaf.org/longgame. That's yaf.org/longgame. Prepare yourself and let's get ready to help the next generation make the Republic even stronger. Let's go to your calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. And if you're a lib who calls in, show some bloody stamina, man. The person who just called in to say something that was untrue about our coverage here on America First couldn't hold on the line for 2 minutes. You're putz. If you haven't got the stamina, don't bother. If you think you're man enough, give us a call. Let's go to Renee in Texas, line 3. Welcome, Renee.
Hello. I got three different brief topics to bring up. First, on the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yes.
He does his best Sergeant Schultz, and I know nothing, nothing, nothing.
I know nothing. Yes.
But I'm a senior financial analyst. That LLC structure that he uses, and by the way, his uncles are included. I think their names are Frank and John.
Uh-huh.
That is a complicated LLC structure. I try to attribute income to these embedded LLCs, and I tell you what, I'm confused. So I don't understand how he can't remember anything, or he's unclear, but he was able to receive these revenues or these payments, and he was also able to facilitate this whole financial structure. The other thing that I was going to mention is violence that's happening on the border, that's nothing new. We got a ranch 24 miles north of Laredo, point ground zero, and it's just flat out scary. I don't go out there anymore.
Tell us why. What kind of things are we talking about?
Well, they have in the past, I've read many accounts or heard many accounts where the gangs were using RPG rockets when they do their fights, and they use Claymore mines. And I don't care if you have a 30-30 or a pistola. It ain't going to help you any against those automatic weapons. Those things are beautiful, the ones they use.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd have to look into that, Renee. Somebody telling you they're using RPGs, I think that's something you'd have to verify.
This was in the Laredo papers. I didn't believe it either. But there's a Laredo paper called the Laredo Morning Times,
mm-hmm.
and those things will pierce walls.
Well, of course.
But those guys got access to heavy-duty munitions. And then the other thing I was going to ask you about, or actually I have a question more on, I kind of understand reconciliation and trying to avoid the filibuster, but I thought that was limited to once a budget year. And if they want to try to go ahead and do that, I just don't think they'll have all 50 senators on board. So I'll go ahead.
Thank you, Renee. I don't know. I just don't trust the types of Manchin. You know, those senators, there's something they can sweeten the pot with. And just because they promised they're going to protect the filibuster a month ago or a week ago, what does it cost them to break that promise? Nothing, especially if the Democrats promise them a nice chairmanship of a committee or their wife gets some kind of government position. So I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. Thank you, Renee. Let's go to Tom in Atlanta, line one.
Hey, Sebastian, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, so the Dems and the left divide everybody into these groups, so I'm doing that. I don't have names for the agents of crazy, the agents of cowardice, or the agents of control anymore, or communism, whatever you want to call it. I have people in black robes. I'm not going to name them, but I am going to name, and I'm not going to name somebody who has AOC or the squad.
You're
or
completely
any of those
losing
crazy
me, Tom. You can't say name, not name. Okay, your message has got to be kept simple. What do you want to share with our millions of listeners?
We need to cancel them, okay?
What does that mean, Tom?
We need to create in our own minds a mental paradigm where we think of them as just members of crazy groups, like the cowards that wear black robes, nine of them, okay? I'm not going to mention any names. I'm just going to start in my mind to look at them as less than good people, as less than valuable people. And if we do that and we stick to it, then we need that mind shift is what I'm saying. And I'm trying to do that in my own mind. But here's a name I will remember, and I want everybody on the left to say it. Mohammed Anwar.
Yes.
Say his name, you crazies.
Yeah, absolutely. The legal Pakistani immigrant who moved here 6 years ago to provide for his family and who died. We're going to give you all the details at the top of the hour. Utterly shocking. 13-year-old black girl, 15-year-old black girl hijack his car with a taser. He refuses to hand over his vehicle to them. The thing that he earns his livelihood with. Within 1,000 feet, the car flips. He's killed. And just a few days later, the news is today. It's absolutely shocking, Tom. Those two murderers are walking. They're not going to serve prison time. Unbelievable plea deal from the Metropolitan Authorities here in D.C. Say his name, America. Mohammed Anwar. Killed and by people who are going to walk out of that murder. Thank you, Tom. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you suffering from daily pain? I don't care what it is. My daughter, her back, she was suffering. She's cynical. She's skeptical. She took Relief Factor, a double dose last night, woke up this morning saying she hasn't felt this good in a long time. God bless Pete and Seth Talbot. That could be your story. That is the story of tens of thousands of Americans getting liberation from pain every single day, me included. Now my wife and my daughter. Find out for yourself if you've given up hope. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-583-84. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and my family and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer.
ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Young America's Foundation.
I love the text you guys send me. Thank you for all the Easter well wishes. Thank you. This is from Brad in Bethlehem. Listening to Congressman Gohmert, it occurs to me that regarding the border, Breaking Bad was more of a documentary than a work of fiction. I think you're right, Brad. I think you're right. If you want to text me, it's our PatriotMobile.com text line, 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. And don't forget, one of our greatest supporters here is Mike Lindell, a true patriot, a truth teller. They're trying to destroy his MyPillow empire. Support him right now. 24 corporations are boycotting him. Go directly to MyPillow.com to order one of his more than 100 products. Use my name to get up to 66% off. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to Judy in Brooklyn. Hey, Judy. Happy Easter.
Listen here, Gorka the Great Gladiator. How do you like that one?
I do. I like that. I've always liked the Gladiator movie.
Yeah, but Gorka the Great Gladiator right
the
now.
The Great. You know, although gladiators were kind of slaves, at the least at the beginning of their career.
No. What are you talking about? Did you see the gladiators, how they're built and they're strong and they
Yeah, but they're indentured at the beginning until they get really good and then they get their kind of quasi-freedom. But at the beginning, not a fun job. Mm-hmm. But
well,
thank you.
All I can tell you is I am so excited. I'm calling about something else, but I am so excited. I want to congratulate you on this new show that you're going to be doing, Newsmax.
Newsmax,
because
yes.
I think you're going to be great. I think you're going to be great. That's why I'm calling Gorka the Great Gladiator. But anyway, and you know, I told Jeff when you started 2.5 years ago, I was one of your first callers in that first month. I was suggesting that you maybe sometime speak about racism versus realism. That is a very important thing, because everything is racist, and they don't want to realize, no, it's reality. It's not racism, and you've got to know the difference between the two, or facts versus fiction, blah, blah. So now that you have this new show, I'm hoping that somehow you could, like, address that in some way. But I'm calling about, because you're talking about a little bit loud, about Louis Farrakhan.
Yes.
So, Dr. Gorka, Louis Farrakhan, like him and Jeremiah Wright, these are people, they only know how to spread hatred and huge lies. And that's how they create unnecessary division, like among blacks versus other races or colors / whatever. And I have to tell you, I find when you treat ordinary people, and we're like ordinary people in a sense, you know, living ordinary, you know, yep, neighbors and whatever. When you treat people with respect and decency, they reciprocate. And you know what? Call me Pollyanna, but I'm a believer in sincere love for human beings. And I
that is the message. Thank you, Judy.
For
we're out of time.
And getting along.
That's the message of Easter, and they are ethno-hucksters. We're going to be back with so much more. Stay on this channel.